And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 22nd of December, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who gave us Madame Butterfly, Tosca, La Boheme, and Turandot, Giacomo Puccini, born in Tuscany, 1858. Family had served as musical directors in the Cathedral of San Marino for 200 years, and the boy's first job when he came of age was as a cathedral organist. Then he went off to a performance of Verdi's Aida and began thinking about opera. It's the birthday of the poet Kenneth Rexroth, born South Bend, Indiana, 1905. He was expelled from high school when he was 14, self-educated thereafter. He backpacked all over Europe and the Western United States, married the artist Andrea Schaefer, moved to San Francisco in 1927, where he first began to publish his poems. Kenneth Rexroth wrote, "The free, creative, loving people who shine so brightly in my memory of studios and coffee shops have become models for a huge section of the population. If they, in turn, can just stay alive in the face of power and terror, they may become the decisive section." It was on this day, 1894, that a Jewish officer in the French army, Alfred Dreyfus, was convicted of treason, convicted without any evidence, but nobody spoke out until Émile Zola, the most famous writer in France, published an open letter on the front page of a major newspaper detailing the injustice of the conviction. The headline was "J'accuse," which meant "I accuse," been called the most famous front page in history. And it was on this date in 1864, General Sherman finished his campaign to the sea, capturing the city of Savannah. Sherman's army only fought one battle during their six-week march to the sea, but they burned farms, they destroyed towns and cities, railroad tracks. Sherman said he wanted to make old and young, rich and poor, feel the hard hand of war. And it's the birthday of the poet Edwin Arlington Robinson, born in Lincoln County, Maine, 1869. Lived in poverty until President Theodore Roosevelt read some of his work and liked it so much that he found Robinson a job at the New York Customs Office, which saved Robinson's life. It was a job designed to give him as little work as possible so he could write. Here's a poem for today by Edwin Arlington Robinson, "Amaryllis." "Once when I wandered in the woods alone, an old man tottered up to me and said, 'Come, friend, and see the grave that I have made for Amaryllis.' There was, in the tone of his complaint, such quaver and such moan that I took pity on him and obeyed, and long stood looking where his hands had laid an ancient woman, shrunk to skin and bone. Far out beyond the forest, I could hear the calling of loud progress and the bold, incessant scream of commerce ringing clear. But though the trumpets of the world were glad, it made me lonely and it made me sad to think that Amaryllis had grown old." A poem by Edwin Arlington Robinson, "Amaryllis." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February. More at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.